We're in Simin Shin Chav Dalet. We're about to start Shin Chav Dalet. We'll be doing the first three Seifim. Sif Aleph, Ein Kovrim HaTeven BeKavora, SheYipol HaMotz LaOretz. The hay that they put away for the animals is the stalk itself of the grain. Now, coming off the grain on top, you have this thin piece that's quite sharp, and animals don't eat it. So what they're trying to do, after they remove the grain, they want to separate the motz, which is that piece on top of the grain, from the stalk. So they used to use this kind of sieve that would do it, and you're not allowed to use that on Shabbos, because this is like merakid. It's a form of selecting. You can also not put it up to a high place so that the motz will fall down. You're allowed to use this keli that has holes in it and use that to empty it into the trough where the animals eat. Even though a lot of this motz is going to fall out the holes of the keli, it's still mutter. Because that is not your kavana. Siv beis. Lo yimdod odom sorim losses lefei behemto el mesharba o medaito. The halacha is you're not to use a measuring cup to figure out how much you're giving your animals because it looks like you're about to sell it. Siv Gimel is talking about preparing coarse bran in water for the animals to eat. I guess it's their sort of cereal. So this takes us to the malacha of Lisha. Now, back in Shin Chaf Aleph, we learned the halachas of Lisha. And just to refresh your memory, the basic halachas were as follows. There's a machlokis, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe. Where the malacha is chal. Is the malacha only when you actually stir it, or is adding the water to the flour, is that already the malacha of Lisha? That is one thing. In terms of how we paskind, the Mechaber seems to paskind that it's only the stirring, and the Ramah seems to hold that we're choshish even for the adding of the ingredients. We had a second machlokas, which was a machlokas tosis in the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that a lav bar gibel, something that doesn't form a dough, the halach is that is only osur midarabonon. It's mutter midarais. It is osur midarabonon. The rabbanon said that like the different parts of the grain, such as the bran, even though it's a lav bar gibel, that the rabbanon asserted, and they said you need some kind of shinui. Tosus shita is that in a lav bar gibel, not only is there lisha midaraisa, but there everyone agrees that simply for adding the ingredients, you're chayef. So here we're talking about the bran, and the question is, what is its halacha? So we find a very interesting machlokas. The Rambam considers bran a lav bar gibel, something that doesn't make a dough, and Tosis considers it a bar gibel. The question is, I mean, one or the other, either it is or it isn't. And not only that, but we know that you cannot make a dough out of bran alone. It just floats in the water. It will not form. It's not absorbent the way the grain itself is, and it doesn't form a dough. It would seem like the Machlokas Tosus and the Rambam is defining a bar gibel and a lav bar gibel. And I think the basic idea would be that according to the Rambam, the malacha is dough making, and anything that doesn't make a dough is a lav bar gibel. And that the Rambam is saying, anything that's a lav bar gibel is really an Issur Rabbanan only. That's the way the Prima Gadim learns it. It may be in the Rambam that it's only when you're dealing with grain, because those are all the cases of the Rabbanans that he brings down. With regard to Tosus Shita, Tosus seems to hold that the issue is not dough making. The issue is actually mixing solid pieces together with liquid. However, a bar gibel is something that, as you stir it, forms a whole new kind of texture, and a lav bar gibel is something where it doesn't form a whole new texture. It doesn't mix well at all. Tosus shita is that in a lav bar gibel, something that doesn't mix well, as soon as you add the ingredients, you've done everything. Stirring is not going to accomplish anything. Whereas something where when you do stir it, it will become much more of a mixture, a different kind of mixture, there Tosus considers it a bar gibel. Therefore, in the case of Mursun, while in the case of this coarse bran, while you cannot make a dough out of it, it seems that stirring does make it mix better. As a result of that, Tosus holds that it is a bar gibel. Okay, so now let's see the halacha here. Ein govlin mursin lebehemo tarnagolin. You're not allowed to stir up the bran for the animals or for the chickens. Avol nosnim bo mayim. You're allowed to put the water in there. That means this shita holds there's no iser nesina. Umaver bo tarvid o makel. You can go and put a stick in it to stir it with. Shesi va'erev. You don't go round, you go one direction and then another direction. The Chazanish says you have to take it out in between, otherwise you're going to end up going round. Kevin sheinu mamaris biyodo v'lo mesavev tarvido amakal muter. Since you're not doing it by hand, you're doing it with these instruments, and you're just going in two directions, that's mutter. That's a shinui. Umenaro mikliel kli kadesh yisarv. Another way of doing it is pouring it from one keli to another. That's a shinui in how you mix it. Umutter la'arav amursin kadarko b'kliya echod umachalik also b'kelim harbe. V'nosin l'fnei kol behemo v'hema. Umarav b'kli echod afilu kurva afilu kurayim. You're allowed to mix even a large amount. Says the Mechaber now, v'yesh osrim litein mayim al gabi mursin b'shabes, v'lo omru shamolop oshesiver, v'lek shu amayim nesunu al mebod yom. This is the other shita that holds the Sefer HaTrumah, that holds that the halachi is even nesina is asr, and the Ramah was choshish for that. Therefore, it would only be mutter to mix it with a shinui if you added the ingredients before Shabbos. And this is the way the Ramah went. Now, the question is, if there is an Issud Rabbanon in mixing, the Mishnah Berurah brings, the Bir Halacha brings that there's an Issud Rabbanon in adding the ingredients according to everyone, why over here is it mutter? And he said, for the sake of animal food, Chazal were matered. Now, what happens if you didn't do a Nesina before Shabbos and your animals are hungry? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a Chayadam who is matir, having a non-Jew make a Nesina, even though it's Amir al-Akum on a Doraisa. So first of all, it may be that it's a drabanan. Lefi the Rambam, it's a drabanan. And even if we're going to say that the halacha is like Tosis, and we're going to paskin that the Isra is in the Nesina, nevertheless, with regard to Amir al-Akum, who says that you have to hold like this, you can rely on the other sheet that it's a drabanan. And then it's a shvus to shvus, a makum tzorach.